is a true story. The whole week through, Little Klaus had to plow for Big Klaus and lend him his only horse. In return, Big Klaus lent him all four of his horses, but only for one day a week, and that had to be Sunday. Each Sunday, how proudly Little Klaus cracked his whip over all the five horses, which were as good as his own on that day. How brightly the sun shone. How merry were the church bells that rang in the steeple. How well-dressed were all the people who passed him with hymn books tucked under their arms. And as they went their way to church to hear the parson preach, how the people did stare to see Little Klaus plowing with all five horses. This made him feel so proud that he would crack his whip and holler, "Get up, all my horses!" "You must not say that," Big Klaus told him. "You know as well as I do that only one of those horses is yours." But no sooner did another bevy of churchgoers come by than Little Klaus forgot he mustn't say it and hollowed, "Get up, all my horses!" "Don't you say that again," Big Klaus told him. "If you do, I'll knock your horse down dead in his tracks, and that'll be the end of him." "You won't catch me saying it again," Little Klaus promised. But as soon as people came by, nodding to him and wishing him good morning, he was so pleased and so proud of how grand it looked to have five horses plowing his field that he hollowed again, "Get up, all my horses!" "I'll get up your horse for you," Big Klaus said, and he snatched up a tethering mallet and he knocked Little Klaus's one and only horse on the head so hard that it fell down dead. "But now I haven't any horse at all," said Little Klaus, and he began to cry. But by and by he skinned his dead horse and hung the hide to dry in the wind. Then he crammed the dry skin in a sack, slung it up over his shoulder, and set out to sell it in the nearest town. It was a long way to go, and he had to pass through a dark, dismal forest. Suddenly a terrible storm came up, and he lost his way. Before he could find it again, evening overtook him. The town was still a long way off, and he'd come too far to get back home before night. Not far from the road, he saw a large farmhouse. The shutters were closed, but light showed through a crack at the top of the windows. "Maybe they'll let me spend the night here," Little Klaus thought as he went to the door and knocked. The farmer's wife opened it, but when she heard what he wanted, she told him to go away. She said her husband wasn't home and she wouldn't have any strangers in the house. "Then I'll have to sleep outside," Little Klaus decided as she slammed the door in his face. Near the farmhouse stood a large haystack leading up to the thatched roof of a shed which lay between it and the house. "That's where I'll sleep," said Little Klaus when he noticed the thatch. "It'll make a wonderful bed. All I hope is that the stork doesn't fly down and bite my legs." For a stork was actually standing guard on the roof where it had a nest. So Little Klaus climbed to the roof of the shed. As he turned over to make himself comfortable, he discovered that the farmhouse shutters didn't come quite to the top of the windows, and he could see over them. He could see into a room where a big table was spread with wine and roast meat and a delicious fish. The farmer's wife and the sexton were sitting there at the table, all by themselves. She kept helping him to wine, and he kept helping himself to the fish. He must have loved fish. "Oh, if only I could have some too," thought Little Klaus. By craning his neck toward the window, he caught sight of a great, appetizing cake. Why, they were feasting in there. Just then he heard someone riding down the road to the house. It was the farmer coming home. He was an excellent man, except for just one thing. He could not stand the sight of a sexton. If he so much as caught a glimpse of one, he would fly into a furious rage, which was the reason why the sexton had gone to see the farmer's wife while her husband was away from home, and the good woman could do no less than set before him all the good things to eat she had in the house. When she heard the farmer coming, she trembled for the sexton and begged him to creep into a big empty chest which stood in one corner of the room. He lost no time about it, because he knew full well that her poor husband couldn't stand the sight of a sexton. The woman quickly set aside the wine and hid the good food in her oven, because if her husband had seen the feast, he would have asked questions hard to answer. "Oh, dear." Up on the shed, Little Klaus...